Well, it is time for you to rest, relax, and rejuvenate. Yes. Take a nice deep breath, and seriously, take a nice deep breath. Yes, you have made it through a year of craziness. Definitely one you didn't foresee, definitely one you did not plan on. And fortunately, unfortunately, it's created some newness that you can consider and think through. So here's what I want you to do is take a moment to reflect back on this year. You've had an opportunity to do it normally, traditionally, how a classroom should go, and you've had a chance to shift into virtual. And who knows what next year is going to bring? You don't know. But what I do know right now is that you need to take care of you. Because you see, you've been in such a high stress mode, most likely, maybe not all of you, but high stress mode of how does this look? How do I manage all of my emails? How do I do a math lesson that's taking me 2 hours to create? What about all the student communication and parent communication that's flying in and I'm trying to manage? What about the students I'm not able to reach because they're not picking up the phone? I don't know where they are or how they are. Whew, I could go on and on with this list, and you've had to manage it all. And you did. You did. So here's a time to take some time for you, because unfortunately, with stress, your neurons in your brain, the cells in your brain, are actually being inundated with cortisol. And when you have cortisol instead of a healthy neuron with all of these branches coming out, these are actually shriveling in and becoming shorter and shorter. I have seen neurons that look super healthy and ones that do not. They literally are pulling in their axon terminals and their dendrites, and they're trying to conserve energy. Well, when you have cortisol reaching, and to this extent, if you take 5 days, Monday through Friday, and only 10 minutes a day, on average, and that doesn't mean every brain, but on average, what ends up happening is these are actually shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, and your neurons are getting to be where they actually can die off. Cortisol is detrimental, and it has been streaming through not only with handling, figuring out how to do things educationally with your students and with what things look like, but you've also been, as we've talked before, about survival. Your brain is just trying to survive. Like, what is this new thing out there? Am I going to be hurt by it? Are my loved ones going to be hurt by it? And so again, flooding of cortisol to the brain and to the body, and has not done you any good. So I want you to take some time for you. This summer, it is critical more than ever, for you to come back and be your best, as you have to take the time right now and do the best thing for you. Maybe that's going out and putting up a movie on the garage. Maybe it's hanging up a sheet and having it show on the sheet. Maybe it's packing a picnic and spending some time with family, right? Maybe it's someone you haven't seen in a while, and again, social distancing, physical distancing, but having some time together to picnic and to just enjoy the company. Maybe it's along the river, maybe along a lake, or maybe it's in the woods. What about sleeping out under the stars? Well, if you're brave enough for that, I don't know that I am. Just thought I'd throw it out there. Right, but sleeping under the stars, but finding those things. What are those things that you really love to do? Going back to shine, what are your strengths, gifts, skills, and talents under self? And what is heart for passion? What are you passionate about? Bring all of those things in. Maybe it's actually reading books that are not educational. Maybe they have nothing to do with education. And you're going to enjoy reading some books, tapping into some of those things that maybe were a hobby for you and you had fun, but went by the wayside. What a great opportunity, because you've been going full blown this whole time. What a great opportunity to step back. And it takes some time for you. And if you have children, enjoy that time with them. You have elderly parents, taking some time with them. But most importantly, taking some time for you, because it's critical more than ever. And then, when you are ready, you start to think about next year. Not right now. Think about it for next year. Or maybe you are going to want to take a couple days and be thinking through, okay, if we go back traditional, this is what I plan to do. If we go back virtually, this is what I plan to do. You've already experienced both worlds. And even if it's a hybrid, that's okay. You've experienced both worlds. Before, you couldn't say that. So now you can think back, what are the routines? What are the systems that I'm going to put in place so that I can make sure that I'm not inundated with emails, or I'm not distracted by emails all the time? Or every time there's a communication that I feel like I have to handle it right then, maybe you do what's called batching. And batching is when I check email from this time to this time. All right, I'm going to work on lessons from this time to this time. And I'm going to do this and this and this, but you batch them. And it's not taking every second where you feel like you're all scattered and it's craziness. Because I don't know about you, but I have definitely felt that way. So I want to thank you so much. Seriously, so, so much for all that you do. You as educators will never be thanked enough. So I'm going to thank you. You are frontline workers. And you made it. You made it to this point. So again, I want you to breathe so that you will rest, relax, rejuvenate, so that you are the best version of you for you. Because when you do that, you're also for our students. And thank you for the empathy that you have given. And maybe there are times that you wish you could rewind the clock and redo some of the things you have done, or maybe some of the things you've said. But you know what? You're human. We're in this together. We've all done things. And that's okay. You can't change it. You can apologize. You can forgive. And you can put things in place so that next time when you're in stressful situations like this, you say, how could I handle that differently? And so I want to leave you with this. Marianne Williamson did a poem, and someone gave me this as a gift, and it sits right by me at all days. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? We are all meant to shine, as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. You have been granted permission to do the same. Not that you needed it, but if you needed to be reminded of it, there you are. You know how we end this. Three times with I got this. I really want you to own it more than ever because you did it. It's the end of the year and you made it. All right, ready? I got this. I got this. I got this. Thank you for all that you do. You got this. Because yes, you do. Douglas County educators, thank you for being so amazing. Because you have given your heart and your soul to your students. Again, you may never be recognized for all of that, but you know you did. Thank you.